Hi, Walt. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi there, doctor. Talked to you several weeks ago, give you an update. Have been
yes, sir.
Diagnosed with MDS macrocytic anemia in my 6th week of treatment with EPO, which I think you're familiar with.
Sure am, sure.
3-4 weeks at 40, one at 50, just took the last 60. Unfortunately, the readings every week, which they take right afterwards, declining at 1 or 2%. So I'm walking around a little bit winded now and very uncomfortable. You know, right now the doctor wants to do a transfusion next week. Said my crit's down to 23.
Oof, I can understand that,
the,
sir.
The RBC is under 200, and it's the first time it's dropped below that.
Sir, I'd have to agree. A transfusion is a really super idea at this point. I'm not saying forever and ever you should get them, but at this point.
Mm-hmm. Any nutritional suggestions? I've been taking lithium. I think you suggested that a light dosage of it, that they said if it works, it might take several weeks or months to show.
Yes, because it's known to...
the case or not.
Yeah, you're correct. It's known to stimulate the stem cells in the bone marrow. Lithium specifically is known to do that, and it can stimulate the stem cells to turn into anything. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to for everybody, but it's been found that it does that. There's some other things, too, I'd wonder about. You mentioned macrocytic, and macrocytic is just Greek. You know, we have to use Greek so we can charge more for
it.
Yeah,
I figure you might know what it is without boring the people with it. Oversized blood cells.
There you go. Oversized red blood cells. And the two common reasons for oversized red blood cells happen to be a lack of folate and B12. But what doesn't always get checked into is that not all of us metabolize folate and B12 in the same way as everybody else. Just for example, the best example of that are little kids who are born with spina bifida or neural tube defect, that kind of stuff. And it could be from a total lack of B12 or folate, but sometimes it's from not metabolizing the stuff properly into the final end product in our bodies. And if you haven't had that looked into, I'd suggest you consider it.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm a patient of Dr. Sherman.
Oh, yeah.
He looked at it and said he didn't think it was any good. Most of my readings on folate and our B12 have been high above what I call the minimums. I was taking them regularly, the methylcobalamin. Methylfolate, all the good ones.
Yes.
They don't think that was it, but I think at some point I had mentioned that you had maybe a little bit of, I'll use the word, skepticism about some of the testing methodology by other labs and maybe checking on the real uptake. You say, are you metabolizing the stuff properly? Even though you might be taking a lot, it's just getting excreted.
Yes, there is that problem. Now, here's another one that I don't know if I mentioned to you because it's kind of rare, but macrocytosis, big red blood cells, occurs very occasionally. It's in the few percentages because the active form of vitamin A is not being expressed. Now, it's much more often the B12 and folate, no question about that. But sometimes it's a problem with vitamin A metabolism. That's rare, but if you're not getting anywhere and you've looked at all the other options, I'd look at that one, too. It can be that
one. I have been taking 50 or 60,000 units a day of the water-soluble. Excuse me. Coughing. Water-soluble type. But I don't know that any of the testing has actually gotten into what I call, is it being effectively metabolized? Is that something that the upstairs people at your place can look at, or would they send it out also? If
that
we were retested, I don't think we got anything to lose on those at this stage. But
no, sir, that's
Sherman wasn't too he wasn't too sanguine about it.
Oh, a good pun, sir. A good pun. I like that. Sanguine means blood. Okay. Anyway, those do have to be sent out. Those go to specialty laboratories that do mostly genetic type thing, and they look for what are called SNPs or SNPs that indicate aberrancy, I should say, in the metabolism of this or that. And I'm not a pro in that either, but very fortunately, the labs know what they're doing, the ones who do this stuff. And so I'll just have a chat with somebody there, and sometimes I learn something. How do you like that? We learn something every day.
Would it be worthwhile stopping in to see the upstairs people and ask them to take a sample and see what they can find out?
No, sir. You would actually probably be better off to get online and look for a lab that just genetic testing and call them and ask them some questions. Seriously,
okay.
These are the labs that do nothing but checking people for aberrant DNA. And the reason they're doing that is there are a couple. One, people are looking for, what can I do for longevity? Maybe if my DNA, yep. I can work around that. And the second one, though, is people who want their kids to be healthy and they've had some problems. And so they'll go looking for aberrancies in the metabolism of things. So I talked to the lab direct, sir, and you can either, I don't know if you can get the blood sent there directly, but you can get it drawn nearly anywhere and send it to one of these genetic testing labs.
Okay. Any supplements that you don't recommend taking?
Can't think of anything that's natural that would suppress you there, sir. No, of course.
That's what I thought, but yeah. Just thought mm-hmm. I'd ask.
Okay.
All right, we'll try that next week when the labs are open and see if somebody can talk about it and maybe do something in that regard.
Yeah, and I'm glad you haven't given up, sir, because, you do need that.
Well, supposedly one doctor said I'm at the low risk end of 8,000 people who have this malady, but it's still, if I'm at the low risk end, based on about five factors they analyze, I would hate to be somebody at the top of the list.
You got that right.
Yeah, it's unpleasant to feel like you're running a 100-yard dash all the time and you're not running it.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I thank you very much for the advice, and we'll proceed.
And thank you for calling in, sir.